Welcome to the June issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. In our recent issue, you'll find the latest results of audio engineering research from around the world, many papers which are open access so you don't need to be an AES member or subscribe to our e-library to read them. We were particularly interested to receive Josh Rice's meta-analysis of the perceptual benefits of audio systems having a higher resolution than the CD standard. It's an area that's aroused a lot of controversy in recent years, as the industry has argued over whether or not the extra resolution makes any appreciable difference to the sound. Josh's analysis was based on data from 18 published experiments involving over 400 participants and more than 12,000 trials. He found a small but significant ability of test subjects to discriminate high-resolution audio content, which improved a lot when subjects had extensive training. Rice's work is the first known study that uses meta-analysis in audio engineering research, although the technique has been widely used in other fields. Object-based audio is becoming an important framework for representing complex sound scenes, says James Woodcock in a paper written with colleagues from the United Kingdom. The aim was to find a way of categorizing broadcast audio objects to help in perceptually based representations and rendering strategies. The authors found 7 general categories relating to actions and movement: continuous and transient background sound, clear speech, non-diegetic music and effects, sounds indicating the presence of people, and prominent action-grabbing sounds. A multidimensional analysis found 3 main themes, namely semantic content, transience and presence of people. In a paper on privacy-aware acoustic assessments of everyday life, Jörg Bitzer and his colleagues look into how to maintain the privacy of people's everyday communications when doing measurements to assess the benefits of hearing devices. There are numerous laws about audio privacy that vary depending on the country concerned. To tackle the challenge, the authors used a smartphone as the source recorder, extracting features from the audio signals that avoided the need to listen directly to their conversations. These could later be processed on a more powerful computer. Moving on to engineering reports, we're publishing an article by Andrzej Dojewski and his colleagues from Poland that looks into the adaptive personal tuning of sound in mobile computers. The approach they used adapted the reproduction to changing environmental acoustics and the user's preferences and hearing characteristics to enhance quality and dialogue intelligibility. They found that listeners mostly found the results to be beneficial in an office environment with strong background noise. Finally, we publish a communication from Duncan Williams on the affective potential of the recorded voice. Williams points out that the studio recording creates a product with an experience of the voice quite unlike what would be experienced in natural life. The affective potential of the voice is considerable, and songs are used to communicate moods and feelings. Musical information retrieval already makes extensive use of affective tagging, which can be used to select music with particular moods. And Williams suggests that the affective sciences might find analysis of the voice in modern recordings a fertile ground for acoustic feature extraction. Turning to the back of the book, where we publish more informational news and features, there's a preview of our upcoming headphone technology conference that's taking place in Denmark this August. You'll also find a full preliminary program for the Soundfield Control Conference that opens on the 18th of July in the United Kingdom. A feature article by Francis Rumsey looks at the world of audio forensics, a topic of growing importance and sophistication these days. Based on a couple of tutorials given at a recent AES convention, the article covers subjects such as forensic speaker comparison, gunshot analysis, and the tricky business of when and whether sonic enhancement is acceptable. If you work in semantic audio analysis, you'll want to consider submitting a paper for the 2017 conference on the topic, which takes place in Erlangen, Germany next June. The call for papers is published this month, and while our paper submission site for the event won't open until later in the year, you can begin to get your thinking cap on and plan your proposal. You'll find all this, plus our regular news from industry and sections around the world in the June issue of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.